You are now listening to the Whipped Cream Podcast with Bianca Harris
and Chantel Chapman.
Hey guys, don't forget to support the show by leaving us a 5-star review on your Apple Podcast app if you like what we're doing. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram for all of our podcast updates at WCR Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's Bianca
and Chantel.
So this is going to be a quicker podcast than usual. We're just going to do an update. It's just Chantel and I, and give you a little bit more information about some stuff that we have been announcing on our Instagrams. Take it away, Chantel Chapman.
Oh, I'm doing the announcement? All right. So you might have seen on our Instagram, we're partnering with a company called WellSpent, and WellSpent is a financial app in Canada, and they basically allow you to track your spending and do some emotional reflection on it. And Bianca's doing that right now. And then on the podcast, which is coming out on the 21st of November, I'm going to be doing some live money coaching with her. We also are giving away a free mindful money coaching with me. Go to our Instagram at WCR Podcast to find out how you can enter and win that.
Yeah. I also just think that maybe, I just really want to encourage anyone who's listening to reach out and maybe try this, because I know a lot of people are just intimidated to talk about money and maybe don't want to like put their shit out there, but it could be really valuable for a lot of people who are listening and also for yourself. And like I've said, Chantel's coaching has like helped me so much, even just like, I don't even know if I've told you, but like even just little things we've talked about in passing have helped me with like my saving and really thinking about why I'm spending or overspending. So it's just really valuable. So I just wanted to encourage anyone who feels maybe like, oh, I don't want to do that, I don't want to talk about money, it's so scary. Like, you'll get so much out of it. So.
Yeah. And we all have money issues. All of us.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, I was sitting last night with some very, very wealthy women who you would look at them and be like, they have no money issues. And, you know, they have money issues too, like feelings around shame and worth. Like, we all have it, because money is an energy and it represents something that we value, right? And, you know, I just think the more we get out there and talk to people, the more I'm seeing like we have these very strong narratives that around worth and feeling safe and feeling loved, no matter how good you are with your money or not, right? So I think we can all relate, and the more we talk about some of these issues, the less scary it is, and the more we can come together in community and heal.
Yeah, because it's like that one thing that like, even if you're like super close friends with somebody, nobody wants to fucking talk about their money or lack thereof or debt or whatever it is.
Yeah. And
if you open up the conversation and talk to other people, you might realize you have more in common.
Yeah.
Also, just it kind of relieves some of the anxiety about. Yeah, I mean, it all just does come down to like a worthiness I don't know if issue is the right word, but just feeling like you're maybe not good enough to have a lot of money or like.
Yeah. Well, there's so many narratives that come into play. There's so many just like beliefs and then behaviors, you know, mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know what I was going to say, but yeah, like, I think it's like, you know, when we go to a recovery meeting or a 12-step meeting, you walk into that room feeling separation and you walk out of that room feeling connection. Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole sharing is about. That's why we do this podcast.
Totally.
Yeah.
So what are you, so, okay. So let's do an update. Maybe. Okay. Cause we haven't done that in a while, I think, even. So yeah. What's going on with you?
I've got a long story. Do you want to give your update first? Because I think you're going to want to give me some like psych analysis of Bianca Harris.
Yeah, my update is so I moved. It's been maybe coming up on 2 weeks now, which feels weird because I feel like it's been like a day. And I didn't fully announce it on the podcast yet. So I just moved to LA. And talk about fucking money trauma, like shit coming up. Oh yeah. Even though I've like saved for this, things come up that you're not thinking that you're going to have to spend extra money on. And just worrying constantly is like, I'm like constantly worrying about it and it's constantly on my mind, even though I'm fully capable of like getting a job or like I have enough experience to be able to get a job, you're still always freaking out and like this feeling of doom that you're never going to be able to work again and make more money. And you're like looking at your savings like that's all you're ever going to have in your life again, and all these crazy reactive thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's been but what I've really realized too, and you're I know you'll totally understand this, is that like because I was moving and I was so busy leading up to it when I was in Canada moving here and then coming here just so crazy all over the place, really neglecting my practice. And I think things were coming up as challenges. Like there's always challenges. Moving is one of the hardest things to do. Mm-hmm. There's challenges that arise, but I think some of the challenges were coming up and the universe was like putting this in my face because it was trying to get me to see that like you cannot neglect your practice. Mm-hmm. So it was like, there was a few days where I was like, I need to sit down here and do this or I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yeah.
And I did, and I feel so much like I feel still so unsure about so many things, but I feel so much more confident even just in doing it for like 3 days now and like dedicating the time. And I was like, that's why that stuff was coming up. That's why those challenges were coming up, because I need to be making sure that I'm like just taking care of myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I moved and I think just like dealing with yourself, like it's like I'm always like, you know, you need to push yourself outside your comfort zone and da 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 da, and then you do it yourself and you're like, oh shit. Oh shit.
it's hard,
but I also am feeling all of the things. Like I'm feeling happy, excited, scared, worried. Like I'm just feeling all of the emotions, which is nice when you're complacent and like just floating on by, which is what I was doing for a long time. You don't feel anything.
Yeah.
I've really been noticing. Like I just wasn't feeling anything because I was just comfortable floating by, you know?
How was the pain that you were having in your back when you were in Toronto? I'm
trying to think right before I left. Oh yeah, right before I left, it was getting bad, really bad.
And how is it now?
It's better, but I also got a new mattress. So I'm just like,
is it the plug?
I want to make this witchier than it is, but it could just be the mattress. But who knows? I actually woke up today. It's funny that you ask. I woke up today with excruciating back pain. And really? I had that the whole time I've been here.
Interesting.
But I also know I've been so tense lately and like tight because I've just been like I said, you're just in a new environment. And I have absolutely no reason to complain. I have an amazing friend that lives one floor above me who's been so supportive and helpful. I have amazing friends all over the place that just have been supportive and helpful emotionally. One of my amazing friends fucking flew out here and helped me move in. Like I've had so much support that it's shown me like, I'm just like, wow, I can't even fathom that I have all of these amazing people in my life. It's like insane.
Yeah, that's so beautiful to focus on that.
Yeah.
Out of all the hard parts, the fact that you are bringing that up, the parts that you're grateful for is a good place to focus. And it is a big deal to move. And, you know, it's going to bring up all these feelings of fear and safety. And that's why you're having like the trauma of money thoughts, because that's tied so much to money, like safety.
Yeah.
Do I feel safe? Can I cover my expenses to survive? It's very survivalist, right?
Yeah.
But you are safe, and you have to remind yourself of that. Like, remind yourself of your safety and the fact that you have a home, you have a roof over your head, you have a lot of experience, you can get a job, you know, you've got friends there, you have all this love and support. Those are like the rational thoughts. Remember, Hiroko was like, the trauma thoughts are irrational.
There was one day, I don't even remember what was going on, but I wasn't doing my practice. It was maybe last week, and I was sitting in my room and I was by myself. And you know, it's the hardest thing to do is really be by yourself. You know, there's nothing to fucking distract you. And I had just sitting there thinking about scenarios that didn't exist, making up story. I had a full blown panic attack.
Oh my God.
Over shit that was literally like nowhere near real.
Yeah.
Wow. And so I'm happy it happened, because it's really like been tuning me into like, this has all shown me at so far at this point is like, I need to be diligent with like the work I'm doing internally.
Yeah.
Like I started doing since I got here every single night, doing my like my gratitude, like journal calculator thing, which I used to do every single night before bed. And like everything that came to me that day, I would write it down and like count your blessings kind of thing.
Yeah,
I was doing that for the longest time. So I started doing that again, and it just makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Yeah. So it's just been such an interesting process, because all of the external stuff, yeah, it's hard, but it's just been like shown me that I have to continue even more deeply to like focus on that work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I feel the exact same way. Things go to shit when you're not doing your internal work.
I know. You feel out of control.
Yeah, exactly. Like life is unmanageable. I'm feeling that too.
Why?
Well, I have my moments where I'm feeling good. So I want to tell you a story. So last night I went out, I'm part of this women's group, and we had a meetup last night, and this one woman was telling me, I did a trauma of money presentation with Hiroko to this group like in April. She was saying that from the presentation she had this like aha moment about her connection with how she was at work, like always undercharging, always giving deals, and how that tied into this belief that she has that she doesn't matter. And she said that in my trauma of money workshop, she had this like aha moment and made the connection, and she was so grateful. And we were talking about it a little bit more. And I was like, some of the other women at the table were saying, yeah, I'm dealing with this. And I was like giving advice about like worth and, one of the ladies was talking about this work situation, and I gave her this advice that she needs to like stand up for her worth and be direct and talk about what she wants to change. And she's worried, and I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, this is a test for your nervous system. So I'm telling her this last night, feeling great. This morning, I get up and I'm like just sitting with my boyfriend, and I was like, you're perfect, like saying sweet things to him, and he's like, don't say that. I'm like, what's wrong with the word perfect? And I was just kind of thinking about that, and like we say like perfectionist is like a bad thing, right? And I'm like, you are perfect. Like, you are this perfect creation of the universe. Like, you're a fucking miracle. Wow. Like, think about how our body works. Like, even the parts of you that you hate, it's still perfect because it helps us grow and learn. That's all so perfect. And like, I look at him and I want to accept that. And I was thinking about Mr. Rogers, and Mr. Rogers would always say like, you're perfect just the way you are. And it's so sweet and true. So I'm like looking at him saying this, and then Like, not kidding you. Like, I go do my meditation, like 30 minutes later, I get off my meditation, go to my email, and I get like triggered on something. And I just fall off the fucking bus and like get hit by it. And I'm like, I'm not worthy. I'm not perfect. I'm triggered, like talking to myself like I'm a piece of shit. And
yeah.
And
look, okay, so this but look at how you can go from feeling like that, and then one external fucking email, mind you, will throw you off. Like, that's not unstoppable. You're being stoppable when you do that. Those are the moments that all of this shit that we do and meditate and books and whatever the fuck work you're doing, those are the more important moments.
Yeah. Then
everything is bliss. Yeah, sure, it's easy to be happy and meditative. But what about when you get that email or that call, or your boss fucking says something to you, or somebody says something to you that you hate?
Yeah.
That's the test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of like how you're going to react, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so,
so hard.
So the point is that all this work that we do is not for nothing, because yes, we're going to get into this state, you know, like, yes, I can go from like a strong place of being like so wise and enlightened in one moment to the next moment I'm in my trauma and I'm acting irrational. Yeah. But I think what the difference is like, what is my relationship with that now? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so I was triggered. So what did I do? I slowed down. I was like, I ate breakfast. Usually I'm like, I'm not eating. I'm pissed off. I'm not going to eat. I lost my appetite. It's like, no.
Throw your plate on the floor.
Yeah. Like, okay, let's eat the breakfast. Let's maybe slow down. Let's talk. Let's call a friend. Let's like gather some data. Let's deal with this in a way that is a little bit more rational. And let's also think back to, you know, just like half an hour before when you were preaching about how perfect we are as these miracles of the universe. Like,
yeah.
So I just thought it's just so interesting, like our range, right?
I know.
And the gift, I guess, of all this work is to be able to have the foresight in the moment of the trauma that, okay, I actually am going to move. And today I'm really feeling it. Like, I'm really agitated today. And I think, I just keep thinking like tomorrow it's going to be better, but I'm grateful that I even have the ability to know that for me tomorrow, it probably will significantly shift.
But I also think it's like, fuck, you're allowed to be agitated.
Yeah, totally.
You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be all of those things and express it.
Yeah.
I think the word that you use that's the most important part is like your relationship to it. It's like, you're allowed to be, I know I talk about Italy all the time, guys, but this is one thing that really like just stands out to me every time I visit there and visit my family. Like, they get mad about things, they express it, they yell at each other, and then 5 minutes later it's gone, because guess what, they're not actually letting it fester and letting it sit. It's like, just let yourself be fucking angry and be pissed at your email.
Yeah.
But drop it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Just like you dropped the happy bliss thoughts real quick, like, we
yeah.
want to drop the anger and the sadness. We want to fucking let it linger and carry it in this bag over our shoulder for fucking 3 months.
Yeah, totally. So interesting how those, like, the negative thinking is so much stickier than that, like,
yeah.
more wise, positive, light, blissful thoughts. And that's just the way it is. And also, I was getting like kind of a bit irritated too about like just this whole thing around, for me, one thing that's like really my narrative is the less that I need, the more lovable I am.
Yeah.
Right. So like, if I don't like make a big scene, or if I can like do everything for everyone, or, you know, if then people will like me, and I'm more valuable because I don't need anything. Like, my footprint is so fucking small, it basically doesn't exist. So I'm not a burden to anyone, you know? So that was like really coming up for me today. And it's so interesting because it was coming up around the trauma of money program that I'm building with Hiroko. And I just like, then I'm like having all these thoughts, like, should I not be doing this? Is it not the right time? Like, why is this shit coming up? And then I just realized, like, no, of course it is. Like, these are trauma narratives. It's not rational thinking.
Yeah. And it's not easy to build a business. It's not easy to build anything. And you're doing it on your own. On your own dime, your own time. It's all coming from your heart and soul. Hurdles are gonna happen.
Yeah.
And the small ones are preparing you for the big ones. I truly believe that because I've had to experience it. Those little things and how you deal with it. And if you freak out and panic and fucking lose it, how are you gonna even expand? Because when you got some real big clients or problems, or it expands and gets bigger, how are you going to deal with those when that starts fucking up?
Oh, totally.
So it's just a matter of like dealing with it in the way that is the most neutral, which is the word of the fucking year on this podcast.
Yeah. Totally neutral. So good. And also understanding that, like, going back to that narrative of, if I don't need anything, and I don't ask people for anything, then I'm worthy of love. That is me serving from a place of lack. Yep. Right? So if we're talking about like the laws of nature, there's always like an exchange of energy in nature. If I show up and I'm lacking what I need, how can I actually serve or be there to also give? You know what I mean? Like, and that applies to in relationships. It applies to work. So if I'm like undercharging or
not advocating,
yeah, like I'm in a state of lack. So if I'm like not advocating for what I need in my business or my life, and I'm taking less, how is that going to reflect and show up in the service work that I do in my business? Okay, how can I give anyone anything from a place of lack?
Okay, so this is what's coming up for me when you're telling me this. You know this intellectually. You know this.
Yeah.
What are you going to take into your real life now and actually implement this thing that you know intellectually? Because you can know all of this information. But are you actually using it practically?
I'm trying, yeah.
You gotta do it or you don't.
You're like Tony Soprano.
That's it. Well, you know I love him, so. You either have to do it though, really, or you don't.
Yeah.
Because we can know a ton of information, but it doesn't mean we fucking practice it.
Yeah. You know, I practice it a lot of the time. Sometimes I don't. And it's just been like, it's been an incredibly challenging year.
Yeah.
You know, with my separation with my fiance and like massive shifts in my work and moving across the country and moving back across the country. Like, it's just been a shit show time. It's like been a year of Mercury retrograde. I swear to God, like every single time I look at the calendar, it's Mercury retrograde. I don't even know.
I just know that, like, and I always Tony Soprano you, because I know that if you step into your power, the amount of confidence you will have is going to skyrocket and you're going to have whatever you want. It's that peace. You need that peace. When you step into that power and really speak up for Chantel, you're going to fucking blow your socks off with what you can do.
Yeah. And it's also so interesting because I work with so many people around this. Like, I attract these types of people who deal with this same thing, because like that's what happens. Like we attract the people that we're dealing with. It's like that whole resonance law of attraction thing. And yeah, and you know, I guess you're so right, Bianca. Like when I have been in my power, or not even in my power, in alignment. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not in alignment with myself. It is not authentic to not like speak up, or it's not authentic to be in a place where I'm like, I have no needs. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not. And then exactly what you were experiencing today is what it causes. And I think that people think, oh, I'm just irritated because I'm not getting what I want. No, the real reason you're irritated and agitated and don't want to eat the breakfast is because you're actually not speaking what you're feeling inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You just got to let it out. And it's like, and I think that what we talked about before we got on is like, I think that we think letting it out means that people are not going to think we're nice, or they're going to have a different perception of us. Keep it fucking neutral. Like that's what I, especially when it comes to work, I don't have it as much now, but like I'll want to reply to an email and like give them attitude back or do whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is when, you know, put down the phone, not dealing with that right now. And when I get back to it, I'm going to be so neutral that it's like, there's no emotion to even have within the interaction. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm keeping it like a piece of paper. I'm telling you what I want. I'm telling you what needs to happen. And that's literally it. There's nothing added.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
There's no, that's the absolute best approach, the neutral state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my update.
No, but it's good. It's good. It's good that you're seeing this for what it is in the moment, instead of just living in it irritated for 3 days.
Yeah.
And you took action today?
That's the gift. That is the gift of the meditation practice that I have, is I don't live in anything for 3 days. I used to, and I don't anymore. Like I said, tomorrow I will be shifted. I actually shift pretty quickly because of like my meditation practice. That's truly the gift of it.
Me too.
It never goes away though. That's the thing. Like people expect miracles where they never have any pain anymore, or they never get triggered. And that doesn't happen. I don't think it ever really goes away. We just change our relationship with it. We deal with it with more grace.
Thank you for saying that. Because I also think that people associate like, oh, you meditate all the time. And then they see you get pissed once and like, oh, and it's like, I'm still a human being, you know?
Yeah.
So we're still going to have all the range of emotions, but the reaction time is less, that what you attach to it is less, the story, all of it is just, it's just, it gets less and less and less, and you close the gap in, and it's just,
yeah.
I'm telling you, if I would have moved 2 years ago, you can forget it. I would have been a fucking lunatic.
You would have been like in the LA club scene.
Oh yeah. 100%. It just would have been insane. It wouldn't have worked. I would have been too crazy. I would have been too reactive, too emotional. And I'm all those things now, but like you said, the relationship is totally different.
Yeah.
And like the space you have.
And your recovery time is quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So I know. Deep breaths lately. Yeah. No, it's good. I think that you sharing that is important for people to hear.
Do you want to close with a poem?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay. Okay, so I'll read you this poem by Sapphire Rose called She Let Go. I think I've sent this to you, Bianca.
Yep.
Maybe if you're not driving right now, you could close your eyes. Take a deep inhale through the nose. Exhale and settle into the seat. Notice what's under you, connecting to the ground, the bed, the chair, wherever you are. Taking another deep inhale through the nose. She let go. She let go without a thought or a word. She let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry, she just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of the planning and all of the calculations about how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. She didn't write the projected date in her day timer. She made no public announcement and put no ad in the paper. She didn't check the weather report or read her daily horoscope. She just let go. She didn't analyze whether she should let go. She didn't call her friends to discuss the matter. She didn't do a 5-step spiritual mind treatment. She just let go. She didn't call the prayer line. She didn't utter one word. She just let go. No one was around when it happened. There was no applause or congratulations. No one thanked her or praised her. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was what it was, and it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came across her face. A light breeze blew through her, and the sun and the moon shone.